too late to leave it. After all, it's your...
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Man, do we have a rockin' show for you today. During the first half hour, Science for Humans, Dr. Jeff is going to share his secrets for improving stage presence and performance. For those of you who are considering competing, these are things that served him well and allowed him to become a professional bodybuilder, and we're going to tap into his wisdom in that area. Then, at the bottom of the first hour, we're going to be joined by Patrick Dolan to discuss a white paper that has over a quarter of a million individuals counted in it. It's a review of several amazing studies, and he has taken a view of the vegan diet versus the omnivorous diet, and he's going to talk about the health implications of the vegan diet. But more importantly, we're going to unbelievably break the news on a benefit of eating beef. I mean real beef. I don't mean bologna, right? I don't mean processed. Real beef, a benefit, a genetic benefit of eating beef that no one is talking about. And when you hear what it is, if you're not eating beef, you're going to start eating beef. I promise you. So you're going to want to wait for that interview as well. But first, without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
A beef lover himself, Dr. Jeff.
Oh, man, you would get me excited about that one.
Dude, I'm not kidding around. When we tell you what beef does for you on a genetic level, people are going to go, wait a minute. So what are they trying to do to us with this vegan diet?
I know, man. It's all out there, you know.
The
next show is going to be about that.
The image for today's show is a bunch of fruits and vegetables. In the center, it says, you're being lied to. And it's the truth. Yeah.
It is.
But first of all, let's talk about something a little lighter. And that is competition. So you were an amazing competitor. You were very well known not only for bringing a body to the stage that was well-conditioned and highly muscular, but you were also a great poser. You had a great stage presence. You were hired to do guest posing. You made a lot of money just doing guest posing. So obviously you know a thing or two about stage presence and performance. And we're going to share some of that information with the audience. So where do you want to start?
Well, you know, absolutely. You know, the thing about it, I'm now calling it physique competitions instead of bodybuilding because, you know, athletes are displaying their physiques. And I know a lot of other sports don't consider bodybuilding to be a sport, but I'm sorry, it is a sport, you know. And when you are in a sport where you have to display what you've now built, it's kind of like if you have the best science project and you go to the science fair and you don't know how to display it, you're not going to win. Well, the same thing with this sport. You have to now learn how to display, how to present your work, your art. And it is an art on presenting. So I kind of wanted to start with a couple things that go hand in hand. And the first thing I always would tell myself and I would tell and I tell others is don't be nervous. Now, there's a difference between that anxiousness where you're excited, which is kind of that butterflies in your stomach, to being nervous, which means you're afraid. And what I used to do is I would make myself get in front of people. I didn't like doing that. On stage, it was a different thing, but, you know, to call somebody into the posing room or to be at Gold's Gym and say, you know, to four or five people, hey, can you come down here and check out my side chest shot? You know, that's how you get over nervousness, is by practicing letting people look at you, because you're nervous because you're not sure what people are going to think. Now, you got to be open to critique during that, because sometimes people would say, man, you look awesome. And other times they'd say, ah, dude, man, you know, you're a little behind. So again, you have to be subjective to that. But that's some things, you know, again, to overcome nervousness, which kind of rolls into practice your posing. You know, and posing is more than just your 60-second routine. Carl, a lot of athletes work so hard on their 60-second routine, and then they don't even place in the top 10 because they don't know how to stand. They don't know how to do their mandatory poses. This is all part of posing. So you've got to practice. And don't just lock yourself up in your bedroom and practice by yourself. You've got to practice in front of people without a mirror. Because when you're on stage, there's no mirror.
Yeah.
So a lot of times,
you got to know how it feels to hit those muscles to make them pop out. Yeah.
Yeah, use the mirror to kind of get you going, but then you got to get an audience. I would have people over to my house, or I would go over to someone else's house, and I would say, look, you know, just watch me, critique me as a judge. And they would yell out, hey, you know, you're not flexing your calves. Oh, you're not smiling. So again, I would practice all those things the same way that I would do on stage. Now, mentally, this is where the psycho-cybernetics comes in, the visualization, is you need to learn how to visualize that. You see those muscles popping out. You see flexing your legs, your calves, you know, smiling, so that when you go to practice in front of people, you already are doing that. It becomes an automatic thing. But so many people, they don't practice, and it's like you watch them on stage, and they've got a very pretty or you know, beautiful physique, but man, they can't
display it.
Awkward.
Yeah.
No, and they aren't going to play.
Well, let me ask you a question. So,
yeah.
Who should you be asking to look at you pose? Should you be asking regular people who everybody's going to say to you, "Wow, you look amazing," or should you be talking to other competitors who are going to hold your feet to the fire and go, you know, your shoulders don't look that great. Change the way you're holding your arm. You know, don't you think you need to get other competitors to look at you?
I would do both. I would want my competitors, because they're the ones that are going to be honest with me. They're going to tell me, hey, put your arm back. But see, I also, you know, hired choreographers, you know, people who work with bodybuilders, because sometimes, you know, the way I would display my body and the way my competitor friend would be different. So I don't want to be like him. So someone who's used to critiquing people would say, no, look, you know, this is your weak part. This is what you need to do to present your strong part. So again, qualified people. But you also need to get normal people to sit there and watch you pose, because sometimes it's easy, you know, a guy or gal that you work out all the time or your workout buddy to go pose in front of them. But I would then, you know, say, hey, look, can you have two or three of your friends or, you know, your sister and come watch me? And I would go to their living room and I would pose. Because now you've got normal people, which is the majority of an audience are normal people.
Right.
They're not going to be critiquing you. So, again, you just got to be comfortable in that.
But that was a funny line just now,
yeah,
that you said. You didn't pick up on it, but I did, right? Hey, like if a guy has a really hot sister, you're like, hey, could you bring your sister?
Oh, yeah, you get your sister.
Yeah, there you
go. Well,
that's the good move.
Yeah, there you go. Or if you're a girl, you know, the brother's got a hot brother, hot friends, you know, have him come watch you.
There you go.
Because again, you got to get over the embarrassment. Now, the other thing that is so crucial is be prepared. And I don't know if this is from my Boy Scout days, but man, folks, if you're a competitive physique athlete, don't get up the morning of looking for your trunks, your suit, trying to get your food together. Oh, I forgot my water. I got to run to the store. Man, 2 days, 3 days ahead, get everything lined out and packed up. Have it ready to go, so the morning of, all you got to do is grab your bags, grab your food bag out of the fridge, and you're ready to go. Because you got enough things that you're thinking about preparing for that prejudging. And the last thing you want to do is start having to cook chicken or bake potatoes or, you know, again, where'd my suit go? You don't want that stress, because that's going to add to that nervousness. So you got to be prepared.
Yeah.
But that's life, right?
Yeah, everything. You know,
yeah.
It's funny. I did a post on Facebook the other day, and I used the word deserve, and I looked at the meaning of the word, the definition of the word.
Uh-huh.
And deserve is an action word. It's a verb. And so many people think they deserve something, but they haven't done any work to get it.
Yeah.
And then and there are a lot of people out there that are like that. If you don't put the time in posing, how can you expect to get up on stage and feel that you deserve to win?
Yeah, you can. And even when I guest posed, I mean, I treated that like a show. And actually, I treated it, if you can think of, more serious than a show, because this guy was paying me to come. I would never go do a guest posing and be fat, out of shape. I went there to put on a show. You know, I had about 2 to 3 minutes, and, you know, this audience expected to see something spectacular.
Right.
And I gave them their money's worth. You know, I mean, I was always in shape. I was always very interactive. I always had a great posing routine, great music. If I could do props, I had one show I guest posed at, which was actually back in my hometown. I grabbed a couple of the local gals that were popular, and I had them actually come out in their suits and do a little routine. As I walked out, I had the dry ice come out on the stage. So again, I always wanted to give the folks their money's worth. Now, a couple other things here. When you get on stage, this is one of the hardest things for athletes is, you know, blocking out the people, you know, ignoring distractions.
Right.
Not everybody's going to like you. And, you know, you don't come out there and start waving to your family. Don't wave. You should only be looking at the judges. You know, don't be distracted. You know, stay very focused. I used to take my contacts out, and that's how I would get rid of everyone in the audience because it'd be blurry.
Right.
I could see the judges and stuff, but that's what I had to do. And then when you're standing there, you know, don't be fidgeting with your hands. I mean, and for sure, don't be having gum and stuff like that. I mean, you know, you want to stay tight. You got to, you know, you got to be at attention every minute. As soon as you start to walk, it's game on, man. It isn't when the judges start asking you to do something. They're looking the minute you start to walk on stage. And then a big one is smile.
Yeah.
Man, you got to look like you're having fun. You got to be confident. You know, as a judge, you could tell the people that are confident and who are smiling. And, you know, when you're fidgeting and you're, you know, you're rocking back and forth, you're messing with your hands, you're messing with your tan, you are now taking the attention off of your physique to your hands.
Right.
And now the judge is going to start seeing something that you don't want him to see. You want him to be able to see the overall presence, you know, of what you are doing. And then, you know, this is a hard one because, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger used to do this, and I used to talk some smack. I was pretty good at smack. I didn't do a lot of it at bodybuilding, at the shows. I did it more in the gym. But nowadays, I mean, backstage, there's so much smack. People are talking and trying to distract.
Well, they're trying to take you off your game, right? They're trying to psych you out.
Yeah. You know, Arnold used to do that. I mean, he used to do it to Lou, saying, "Oh man, you're making too much noise. You're looking small today." And you know, people still do that. You know, I mean, they come around and you know they got that walk. And again, don't worry about them. You focus on yourself. Don't start looking and going, "Oh man, that guy's legs are bigger than mine. I'm doomed. I'm done." You know what? You might as well go home if you're looking at that guy's legs, because legs don't win a contest.
There's a lot of guys who have bigger legs, have huge legs. Right, exactly. And they don't place well.
Hey, Tom Platz would have won every Mr. Olympia if legs won a contest.
Right.
You know, it's the overall presence. So again, don't be distracted, you know, backstage, and don't be distracted on stage. Again, similar to like horse racing, how they put them blinders so horses aren't distracted.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I saw a movie once. It was kind of an animated film, but they were trying to teach a zebra how to race, and he was very nervous in the chutes, you know, and they used to hang up cans, and they do this for horses. They'll hang up cans and make all kind of noise because those horses get very nervous in those chutes. So they try to make as much noise as possible, so when it gets to the live action, it's nothing like that. So again, you know, if you get distracted in the gym, if you let people talk smack to you, then, again, you're going to have it backstage. So you got to learn how to block that out. And if you need to do like me, you initiate it before they do it to you, and then now you're in the driver's seat. You know?
Right. Well, yeah, so you want to hear a funny story before we take the break?
Yeah.
Randy Roach, who wrote the three volumes of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, talked about one time Arnold,
And I think it was, who was the guy, the black French bodybuilder? Nouveau or something like that?
Yeah.
I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, so he was competing against Arnold in a competition. And Arnold said to him, have you heard, you know, he had a bottle of whiskey. And I guess the other bodybuilder was like, what's that? He goes, it makes you more vascular. So, and it's true. Arnold would take like a shot of it before he went out on stage. It settled your nerves, he said, and it did make you more vascular. But he told this guy, the more you take, the more vascular. So this black bodybuilder from France, he drank like, I don't know, maybe like the equivalent of a big glass full of it. And he was totally drunk when he got out on stage. He couldn't even stand up straight. He was having a hard time posing. He was having a hard time seeing. Because don't forget, he's completely depleted, right? He's got probably water depleted, carb depleted, and everything else. He's exhausted. And now he just had the equivalent of like six shots of whiskey. So,
and one thing I was going to add before we go to break is, folks, don't take anything from anybody backstage. Because I know in my days, people would bring an extra water bottle full of salt water.
Oh.
And if you asked them for a drink of water, they would give it to you, and a lot of people got screwed up. So if you forgot something, man, suck it up. Don't take any alcohol, water, food, anything from anybody, because they ain't there to help you. It isn't like the old days where, well, you still couldn't trust even your friends because, you know, when you got on stage, it was battle time, and I didn't trust anybody, man, giving me nothing.
Yeah, it's a competition, remember? It's a competition.
Exactly.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about how to improve your stage presence and your performance on stage. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs. But the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why BioSuperfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So right after today's Superhuman Radio show, you can listen to the EFX on ESPN show with Dr. Jeff Galini and Brian Andrews. And today they're doing a New Year's resolution checkup. Are you staying on track? If you've fallen off the wagon, they're going to give you some answers on how to get back on the wagon. And if you're doing well, some ways to retweak your game. So stay tuned right after today's show for that. And if you miss it today, you can hear it again on the Superhuman Radio Network Saturday at 12 noon Eastern time. So there you go. Okay, let's get back into this discussion. So what else can people do to improve the quality of their performance on stage?
So again, you know, you've got to learn how to, as we're saying, stay focused, and you got to be positive. Because, you know, judges see this. You know, again, if you're sweating, you're nervous, I mean, these all take away from your overall stage presence. But one of the other things that I always tell, especially younger athletes, men and women, is when they say, okay, you can relax, that doesn't mean relax. You stay tight all the time.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is this is the only time that you use your bodybuilder pose. Carl, you see people walking around the gym in their bodybuilder walk.
Right.
Well, there is a way to stand, whether you're bodybuilding, bikini, fitness, figure, classic. I mean,
which is considered, that's considered parked, like neutral, like parked.
Yes,
that's your standard
that
pose.
That is it.
Yeah.
And when you are parked and you are standing, you are smiling. You are staying tight. You're not flexing.
Shoulders are flared. Lats are a little flared. Yeah.
Your toes. The secret to getting your quads to pop when you're in that park position is you take your toes and you act like you're squeezing them into the platform that you're standing on,
mm-hmm.
and that'll give you a little bit of flex to your legs. So again, you stay tight at all time. New people I've seen where they go, okay, you can relax, and they just, I mean, they're just
fall
like
apart.
Bad posture. And then all of a sudden, the judge comes back to them and go, oh, wait a minute, they didn't look as good as we thought they did. Oh, he's out. She's out.
Wow.
But here's the one thing that is probably the most important, and if anyone listens to anything I have to say, it's, guys and gals, we have to be a good sport, no matter what the outcome. You know, don't throw your trophy, don't cop an attitude, don't, you know, shake your finger. I've seen people who call the judges up and chew them out, or they cuss out the judges on stage. I'm sorry, you might as well just hang it up. You're never going to make any advancement. This is a very small community, and if you cop an attitude, people are going to talk, and they're going to go, oh, man, Jim Brown, you know, he copped an attitude and, you know, flipped off the judge. I mean, it's a sporting event. Only one person can win, you know. Because you may think your physique is better, that's like saying at the Super Bowl, I'm going to get mad because the other team won, but we were better. Oh, you got beat today. So you got beat today. Be an athlete. Take a step back, you know.
Getting up, being up on that stage should be your win.
Yeah,
that should be your win.
It is.
Because you're already better than 99.99% of the population.
That was my goal always, Carl, is I wanted to be the best shape that I could be. I had a goal for myself for that show. And that's as good as I could be. You know, maybe somebody posed better than me. Maybe somebody had a better performance, or they looked better, or was tighter. I mean, it's up to the judges. It's a very subjective thing. It isn't like whoever crosses the finish line first. You know, it's very subjective. So, again, you know, two people can look awesome, but only one can win. They don't have runner, you know, two or three people tied. So, again, folks, be a good sport. Go shake the person's hand. You know, if you get an opportunity, tell the judges thanks for the hard work. Because if you've never judged, let me tell you something. It is the most difficult thing I ever did. I thought judging would be very easy, but I sat behind the judging table, Carl, going, man, I know what all these guys and gals put into this. They all look awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I now start picking a winner? Okay, I've got to look at the judging criteria, and it's kind of like if you ever serve on jury duty, you know, you want to go, no, that guy's guilty, but you got to go by the law. It has to be proven over a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
So, again, you've got to look at all the minor things that normally you wouldn't see. So, again, maybe you're, you know, you were slightly out of proportion. You know, your symmetry wasn't there. And you don't see it because all your friends are telling you how great you
right.
are, but they're not going, wow, you're very symmetrical. But a judge with a good eye can see that when you're comparing people. When you're standing, you can go, wow, yeah, this person has got a better symmetry than these others. So, again, there's so many things that go into that. But be a good sport, man.
I got a couple questions for you. So, first of all, what about eye contact with the judges? I see some of the best competitors out there. Well, mostly the females. They go to the left and to the right. They look right at the judges. It's almost like as though I'm putting you on the spot. You know you're looking at me, and I'm looking at you, and I'm watching your face. What do you think of me? Is that important
Absolutely.
To do? Absolutely. Yeah.
It is, because the judges want to know that you are there for them. If you're looking out in the audience, you're looking around, you're not staying focused. Man, I eyeballed when that head judge was talking, I was looking him straight in the eye, and if another judge said something, I would look there, and when no one was saying anything, I was just going up and down the table. And if I could make eye contact, I mean, I was just, you know, my mind was going, look at me, buddy. I mean, you know I look good.
Okay.
And you would get that eye contact, and, you know, they'd crack a little smile. You give it a little extra smile, man, knowing that he saw you and you saw, you know, you want to definitely make eye contact.
What about this notion of being dry? You just said something a moment ago. Make sure you're not sweating. So a lot of people I've spoken to said, if you didn't do your homework right, if you didn't do your pre-game, you know, your pre-competition diet and water intake, and in some cases, a lot of guys are using diuretics and girls these days. If you didn't get those things right, you're going to be sweating on stage. Is that true? Is that the key to being dry?
It is. I mean, you know, again, when those lights are hot and it's very hard to sit there and pose for that many minutes, I mean, if you are conditioned, you're huffing and puffing, man. You're not going to place. And if you're sweating like a pig, no, you're not going to place. I mean, it's just not very aesthetic looking. So, again, yeah, you got to learn how to be dry, and you got to be conditioned so that you can endure. I've seen sometimes where judges have compared for 20 minutes. I mean, that is very strenuous. If you aren't carved up and you aren't, you know, cardiovascular conditioned, man, there's nothing worse than having a guy or girl out there huffing, puffing, out of breath, and they got to go, wait a minute, and they got to, you know, bend over because they're cramping. Man, that's part of conditioning.
Well, I was at the Arnold one year, many years ago. It's probably, I don't know, maybe like 9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago, Kai Greene was in the competition, and it was a long competition. They get a lot of call-outs, and these guys and gals are flexing, and then by the time the night show came around, he was exhausted. He actually walked off stage at one point in time and collapsed into a chair. They had to get oxygen on him. That's how exhausted he was. You know, people don't think about it. When you have that much muscle on your carcass and then you completely deplete and dehydrate, these are two extremes. You've got, it's like having a 1,000 cubic inch Hemi engine. And you want to put a drop of gasoline into it and step on the gas pedal and make it go. Something's going to give. And in the case of a bodybuilder, these poor guys and gals, they're freaking exhausted. They can't even flex at some point in time because they don't have the energy to even flex.
Absolutely. It's no different than, you know, you watch somebody run the 100-yard dash or the 100 meters. What do they do at the end? I mean, they're bending over. They gave everything they could for that, 6 seconds or whatever.
Right.
I mean, you'd go, 6 seconds, that's nothing. Well, bodybuilding, that's not. No, it's very strenuous, very hard.
It's everything you got. All right, listen, we have to pull the plug on this interview. You need to plug anything today before we go?
Tonight is March Madness Supplement Santa giveaway.
Okay, so people need to come to your Facebook page, right?
They need to come to my Facebook page live at 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Okay, there you go. Thanks a lot, Dr. J.
All right, take care. See you, everybody.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, you're going to want to listen to this next interview. If you have any interest in an objective view of the vegan versus omnivorous diet, but more importantly, if you want to find out the genetic benefits of eating beef, hold on to your hats. I'm delivering. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. dream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
Welcome back. One of the benefits of doing this show, and when I say this show, a show that focuses on delivering the truth and accurate information, unbiased, non-dogmatic information, is that there are people out there who are doing fantastic research, who want to share that information, and they can't really, it's not easy to find the platform that isn't agenda-driven today. We are agenda-driven too, don't get me wrong. My agenda is, I want to live to be 120 years old, and I want to be as strong as I can up to that point in time. So I want the truth. Don't feed me lies. That's not going to work for me. I want the truth. And literally, since biblical times, I can show you passages in the Bible where they talk about vegans, those who don't eat animals, animal flesh. So this discussion about vegan versus omnivores, or meat eaters, has been going on since recorded history. As Rob Wolf said yesterday, when vegans fail to prove that their diet is healthy, they take the moral high ground and say, well, it's cruel to do these things to animals. And you can't argue with them once they take the moral high ground, because then you're just a jerk. But the reality is, nutrition should not be chosen based on the way you feel about nutrition. It should be chosen based on what makes you thrive and get healthier and not sicker. Patrick Dolan has been on the show before. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm fine.
Patrick has been on the show before. He is with blackbeltnutrition.org, and he has written, authored a white paper that looked at adjusted observational studies, matched observational studies, and randomized control trials. It looks like, based on some of the information I saw in the paper, this comprises well over 200,000 subjects with all the studies, right?
Yes, in total. Some of the studies in themselves are at about 160,000 people, and there is a number of different studies we have looked at.
So the statistical gravity of this is pretty significant, okay? So this isn't like a couple studies and, hey, let's go run with that, even though it doesn't matter. This is a pretty decent meta review, if you will, or meta analysis of a large body of research. As I always do with this type of discussion, how did you choose which studies would stay in your query and which studies to eliminate?
Yes, so the way we have done that is that we have used something, we have used statistical methods that are called principal component analysis, and they work a little bit as critical thinking. Basically, they pinpoint to you which studies you need to answer a specific question. So, for example, if I have to give you an example, if I would say to you that ice cream consumption correlates with drowning accidents, and so does alcohol consumption, if you're a critical thinker, you will say, okay, but might it be so that people eat more ice cream in the summer, and that is why people are drowning more often? Then you might want to look at ice cream consumption in the winter and in the summer, and you want to separate them from the sun, for example. Is it so that people that don't eat ice cream also drown in the summer? And there are statistical methods to help you with this kind of critical thinking, to figure out where you have a black spot, where you don't have any studies, and which studies to look for.
Okay. So the questions that you were trying to answer looks like, what the effects of regular meat eaters, low meat eaters, fish-only eaters, vegetarians, and vegans were on the overall scale of health and longevity, right?
Yes, that is indeed correct. And we have particularly tried to look at meat in itself, because most studies that looks at, for example, two groups, one group that is vegan and one group that is also eating meat, they usually so that the group that are vegans, they have selected a diet for a reason, but they usually have a number of different factors that are different with them compared to the omnivores. In particular, if you pick an omnivore group in a poor neighborhood in UK or in America, where people tend to eat, people tend to eat very poor food all over the world, but particularly perhaps in these two countries.
One of the things that was interesting in your paper was that vegetarians, not vegans, but vegetarians, 26% of them reported reported themselves to be in excellent health, versus only 15% of those who claim to eat meat. But the mortality was the same for both groups. Do you think that because the vegetarian / vegan diet has really become more like a religion, that people feel that they need to inflate their success to try to convince other people that this is a better way to eat, when really, in reality, they really don't feel any better than the other people?
Yes, that could be a reason. What we can say is exactly what you said, that in studies where they have asked people about their health, both vegetarians and vegans, generally speaking, say that their health is better than average if you compare to it. But if you look at the data, it best case they're equal. In many cases, it's actually worse. And it's particularly worse in some different areas, like mental illnesses, for example, is higher in the vegan group than in omnivore groups.
Okay, so let's start digging into some of the salient information in the study. And there's going to be a bomb that Patrick is going to drop about eating meat, especially beef, that you're not going to believe. I mean, This paper challenges not only whether or not meat is good to eat, but if it may actually be better to eat. But we're going to get into that later. So we are in a state of a high level of something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It seems to be that a lot of people today are developing this disorder. It's a terrible disorder. It can shorten your life. It can cause all sorts of other problems for you. You looked at the rate of NAFLD in all of these groups. What did you find?
Yes, so we found a study on this topic that was quite interesting. And one of the first thing that was what was on the interest with studies that they've tried to match it. So they have looked at vegetarians or vegans, and then they've tried to find a similar group about the omnivores, so that it isn't so that the omnivores are smoking twice as much or anything else that would affect the outcome. And this is often called the match study, that you try to match the groups so they have similar age and similar behavior, except for the variables you want to look at. Of course, it's impossible to match for everything, but at least they have matched for a number of things. And the first thing in this study that was quite remarkable was they selected 815. And in the study, in the text, it says vegetarians, but you have to be a little bit, you have to look up what they mean with that, because there is no consensus definition of vegan and vegetarian. Many researchers in many countries call vegans for vegetarians. They might say strict vegetarians, for example. In this study, if you look at what they eat, they didn't eat any meat whatsoever, no fish or anything. So they were what we would call vegans, perhaps. And 25% of these 815 people, that is 200 people, they were excluded from the study because they had liver disease already. And then it itself is very strange. If you were going to compare the health status of vegans and omnivores, and then you take away the 25% that already are sick and look at the healthy part, then it itself is a very strange way of doing studies. I'm surprised this has been published without an explanation of how they can do that. But anyway, with the people remaining then, which was 615 people, they did some ultra scans and other things on their liver, and they found out that 30% of the healthy vegans had fatty liver disease without knowing it.
The healthy vegans.
Yes, of the healthy vegans.
So theoretically, if you took from that 850 total group and you included the disqualified for already having liver disease, 25%, and added that to the didn't know we had liver disease until the study discovered it, 30%, you could easily extrapolate that of the 815 vegetarians selected for the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease classification, 55% of them had it.
Yes, about half of them had it. Yeah, that's correct.
Now, this is shocking. I don't understand why people would adopt a style of eating that, let's say I'm wrong, but let's say the 200 that were excluded, they were alcoholics. Let's just say they were closet alcoholics. They lied. So they were, but why would you even choose a diet that has a 30% risk of a disease that is taking hold of the planet today, and causing a lot of problems? Clearly that is not showing that it is the beacon of health approach to eat.
No, of course not. But I think the main issue here, and one of the reasons why we looked into that, because normally speaking at Black Belt Nutrition, we focus very much on research, on performance, athletic performance. But it is also so that the people that visit our page and take our training and courses, they often ask, okay, this is good for training, but what about health? I don't want to die early just because I was strong or fit when I was young.
Right.
So this is part of the reason why we looked into this, because everyone is fed with information that you have to be vegan if you want to have a long and healthy life.
So
I think this information simply isn't very well known. I don't see it anywhere in mainstream news, for example.
Oh, I know. You don't see anything in the news, at least in the United States, that says anything negative about a vegan or vegetarian diet. If anything, you see nothing but promoting this diet as being the only way to eat healthy. In fact, there was a study just published recently that we will talk about on Casual Friday this week that Dr. Oz promoted not too long ago, and we talked about that last week. You know, that they're telling people that, the vegetarian diet, only eat beef once a week, at best 3 ounces, that's it, because this leads to cardiovascular disease. And then you have studies like this, and they just go completely ignored, which shows you that the coverage of this type of stuff is agenda-driven. Before we take the break, is there any way to compare this to omnivores? So, in other words, maybe omnivores have the same rate of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which I'm fine with. My point is that the vegetarian and vegan diet isn't solving that problem. It's still part of the problem.
Yeah, in this study, they did look on similar omnivores as well, and they were lower. To start with, they didn't exclude any people at all that already were sick. And everyone that were included, it was 25% that had some problems with the liver compared to the vegetarians, where the top number was about 50%.
Of omnivores. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of the omnivores, the figures were lower. They looked at omnivores and vegans in this study.
Okay. So the reality is that the vegetarian diet does not protect against non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, right?
Yeah, that was the conclusion of this study.
Okay. So now what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a 21-year study from Germany on vegans compared to omnivores. I know you've never heard about this study either, because you won't hear about this stuff in the mainstream. But you'll hear about it here on Superhuman Radio. And this information is being brought to you by blackbeltnutrition.org. Go check them out. We'll be right back.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate
a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in BioSuperfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. BioSuperfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any BioSuperfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why BioSuperfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Dahlin from blackbeltnutrition.org about a white paper that his group has authored. Comparing, and this was a, you know, an objective comparison. I don't think that, I mean, I have a feeling you didn't have an agenda here. You just wanted to get to the bottom of this, right?
Yes, of course. We try to focus on the truth and see what the data actually say. Then you can have other reason for choosing a different diet, but that's, at least you should have the data correct.
Okay, so one of the studies that you included in your group was a 21-year study out of Germany that followed vegans and omnivores. Talk about that study. What did they look for?
Yes, so this was a study where they tried to have matched group once again, because you will see some consistent difference between studies that either show no difference or show that an omnivore diet is better compared to the studies that show that a vegan diet that are, will be better. The studies that are pro-vegan, they're always done in one particular way, and that is that there is like 100 of different factors that are different between the vegans and the omnivores. You really don't know if the omnivore eat a poor diet. They go to the burger and they eat French fries, they eat a burger and they drink loads of soda. You really don't know if they got sick of that burger that hardly contains any meat these days, or if it was the French fries or what it was.
Right.
And then, of course, the vegans, they don't go there and eat the French fries and the bread. They go and eat some healthy salad bar. So that, of course, isn't really a fair comparison if you're going to say something about meat consumption.
Right, right.
But in this 21-year study, which is a very long study, to my knowledge, one of the longest studies done, which is from Germany, they looked at vegans and omnivores and then followed them for 21 years. And they tried to pick people that had similar kind of lifestyles, behavior, so that it wouldn't be so that you had two or three times more smokers in one group versus the other and so on. So they're reasonably similar, these two groups. And what they found, if we look at all-cause mortality, there wasn't a huge difference, but it actually was higher for the vegans than for the omnivores.
And so, okay, I would have been fine with it if it was even. Dr. Lauren Cordain came on my show many years ago and talked about a study that was done in the UK, a very, very large study similar to this. And that study showed very similar results as this. And that was that vegetarians did not fare better. And if anything, the omnivores fared slightly better than vegetarians when compared on a longitudinal study, a long-term study. So the vegans, this number here, 62 versus 52, is that total deaths, mortality during the 21 years?
So it's an index number. Index 1 or index 100 is the average for the Western world, so to say. So 62 means that it's a good number because it's lower than 100, which was the number for the vegans. But 52 is even better. So that means that is half the risk of early death compared to the average people in the Western world, so to say.
So one of the things that the media likes to tell people is that red meat causes heart disease, right? Cardiovascular disease. If you eat a lot of red meat, you're going to get cardiovascular disease. And part of the problem we have, Patrick, and I'm sure that maybe we should speak to this first, okay? There's a lot of things today we call meat that really isn't, you know, bologna, processed meats, luncheon meats. These are typically chopped, flaked, formed meats where they take some of the byproducts of processing an animal that you can't sell because if people looked at it, they go, oh, I don't want to eat that. And they color it, they texture it, they add goo to it, then they push it into a form and they come out with a loaf and then they slice that and they put it on sandwiches and we call that meat, right? But that's really not meat when we talk about these types of studies, right? We're talking about chicken breasts, we're talking about pork chops, we're talking about steak, these types of meat, right? Ground beef, right?
Yeah, that is indeed correct. And that is also what is one of the differences between different studies that have different outcome. Because it is so, if a study have an outcome and it is significant with 95% or 99%, and then you have a new study with the same result, and then you have a third study saying something else, that is more or less statistically impossible. The reason for them having different outcome is that the design was different, not that one day you get one result and the next day you get another result.
Right.
And one of those differences is what is defined as meat, for example, and what people do eat. So once again, if they go to eat this processed meat with processed carbs and with what kind of overcooked vegetable oils and so on in it, that will make you sick. And then you can argue which in this combination is the worst. Is it the processed meat or is it the French fries? I'm not even sure if I care which one is the worst because you have to change your diet completely if you're going to have any positive effect anyway.
So this one study that you included was a very large Asian study of 112,000 men and 184,000 women. Now, I want to say something. So whenever people write books like The China Theory or Forks Over Knives, you know, they always cite these populations that have longevity, and then they always look at what they eat. And I've said all along, you can't eat what the Okinawans eat and expect the outcome that the Okinawans get, because they have evolved for thousands of years eating that diet. And as a result, basically, they've been selected to survive on that diet. The same is true of the Chinese. We look at the Chinese and we go, oh, they eat a lot of soy. We should eat a lot of soy. The outcome is different. Our microbiome is different. Our physiology is different. We have polymorphisms that are different. But yet, this study here you included, and I would say this study actually means more to me, and I'll tell you why. Whenever American authors write books and cite the Asian community as the reason for increasing your carbohydrate and soy intake, they always point to red meat not being part of the diet. And that may or may not be true. I don't know. But the bottom line is the fact that this study looked at this large universe of men and women and actually showed that the cardiovascular mortality rate was lower in the individuals that ate meat, right?
Yeah, indeed, correct. Cardiovascular disease, the one type of disease that you often hear will definitely not be good with meat, was lower about among the Asians that were eating high amount of meat compared to the Asians that were eating low amount of meat. For men, that was true. For women, there were no difference. But for women, however, they had lower frequency of cancer instead if they were high meat eaters, which you also often hear that meat will be a cause of cancer.
I learned something last weekend. I have not been able to vet this statement. I don't know if it's true, okay? But someone told me that two things. The only food that you could eat exclusively day in and day out for every single meal for years and still survive, not get any type of malnutrition, but actually thrive on, is beef. Okay? And he talked about the Chinese in the early years, the Chinese Navy. They brought cattle on the ship and they fed them the grasses and stuff, and they milked them and they butchered them and they ate a lot of beef, and they actually gave birth to calves on these ships, and their diet focused on beef. They didn't have much vegetables. They had rice and beef. They did not get scurvy. When our Navy was getting scurvy and other malnutrition related disorders, not to mention lead poisoning from the cans that they were making to store vegetables in, of all things. And so these two stories piqued my interest. I thought, wow, if that's true, that beef is the one food you could eat for every meal, every day, forever, and not end up with any type of nutritional deficiency, but actually thrive on. And yet we have a government and a media that's trying to deter us from eating beef. It's just crazy to me. Then you look at this study, and you see that the Asians that ate more beef fared better. It plays right into this narrative.
Yes, indeed it does. And to come back, I have actually heard exactly the same stories, but from Sweden and the Vikings, how they discovered when they got vitamin deficiency or not, depending on what they were eating. And the thing is, we have a whole chapter on nutrition at Black Belt Nutrition, where we have gone through the nutrients in different type of meats and in fish and in all kind of vegetables to compare them, which food groups have the similar type of nutrient profiles. For example, if you don't eat meat, can you replace it with fish, and these type of questions. And what you can see is that meat possesses a unique profile of a nutrient that no other food group can replace. It will be totally empty in that space if you take away the meat. Fish, to some extent, can replace it, but not all of it. And many think of meat as a source of protein, but we have about 40 added identified essential nutrients. And you find 39 of them in meat. And the one that is hard to find is vitamin C. And scientists are still a little bit confused about how people in the Arctic, for example, and out on ships can live on only meat without vitamin C. There might be some different explanation for that. And one is that we know that if you eat only meat and fat, you will enter something called ketosis. And then in turn will make the body upregulate its own production of antioxidants. Mm-hmm. And it will also reuse vitamin C much more greatly. Because carbohydrates actually shut down your own production of antioxidants to a great extent. So if you eat more carbohydrates, you need to make sure they're good from good sources, meaning vegetables and fruits, so you get antioxidants. But if you don't eat that much carbohydrate, you have less need for eating antioxidants because your body can actually make all antioxidants it needs.
Well,
so it might be so that they manage to survive very long periods without vitamin C, but it can also be so that they do some kind of fermentation. Many Arctic groups, they dig down meat and eat it after it has fermented, and that process might perhaps also produce vitamin C by fermentation. They kind of outsource the fermentation and do it outside of the body since they don't eat much fiber. So that could also be part of it.
I read once there are only two species on the planet that don't produce their own vitamin C. And that's humans and guinea pigs. Those are the only two species on the planet. Every other species produces its own vitamin C. Couldn't it be that the residual amounts of vitamin C in beef, because the cows produce their own vitamin C, is actually negating our need for other sources of vitamin C?
It could be so, and if the fact is that we do have the gene for vitamin C, but we got a bug in it, I was going to say, a mutation in it, some time back in humans. So it seems to not work. But so in fact, we also once did produce vitamin C, but then we got this mutation during our evolution. But it can be so that if you cut out the carbs and only eat meat, the residuals of vitamin C might be enough. For one reason or another, we know that people can live for long periods without any vegetables. Otherwise, we wouldn't have people like in Sweden where I live, for example. It has been very cold there if you look back some thousand years.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about mental health and vegans versus omnivores. We're talking right now with Patrick Dahlin. His website is blackbeltnutrition.org, and you can go and learn more about him there. We'll be right back with more.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States.
and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Are you still burping up fish oil capsules? Take the challenge. Order some sockeye, wild Alaskan sockeye salmon from Vital Choice. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, save 15% off your order. Eat a piece of salmon 3 times a week. You'll enjoy the salmon, get all the omega-3s you need, and not burp fish oil up later. People are loving this salmon. Check it out. We're talking with Patrick Dahlin from blackbeltnutrition.org about a white paper that compares objectively the vegan vegetarian diets with the omnivorous diets. And now we're going to talk about mental health. So this was another match study, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So talk about it. What did they look at and what did they find?
Yes, in this study they looked at quite a large number of different, they looked at eating behavior and health parameters. And they looked at quite a large number of health parameters, something like 20. And most of them were better for the omnivores compared to the vegans, but most of them were not statistically significant. So in this situation, it depends a little bit how you choose to address this. You can do a statistical test for all of them simultaneously and simply conclude that there is a difference between the groups, or you can do them on one-by-one basis, but that increases the risk of that you will not see anything. Anyway, we looked at what how they did it here, where we looked at it one-by-one. And both in these studies and in others, it often is so that you see an indication that things like allergies, but also mental disorders, are higher in vegan groups. And there are also randomized controlled trials that have tried to add B12 and long chains fatty acid to people, and in particular people that eat vegan, vegetarian, or low amount of meat benefit the most from this, and they improve their mental health if they have some type of disorders or what it might be. But also average people actually increase their cognitive performance by eating healthy fats.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now we're going to move on to some RCTs.
Yes.
Randomized control trials that you covered. This one study looks very, very interesting. Petsky et al. It's looks at the what happens with the addition or reduction of meat in the diet. Talk about it.
Yeah, so this is a fairly unique study in the sense that they didn't give these two groups totally different diets, where one of the differences was meat, and then there were 20 other differences between them. Instead, they let them eat the same food, but just change the meat content. So one group were eating 25% of the energy from meat, and the other group were eating 14% of their energy from meat. And when they did this, there were a few statistical changes. There were several changes that were statistically significant also. But if we just look at the significant one, were that the lean body mass, and these people didn't start to train or anything, but it increased 0.7 kilos, which is about 2 pounds, the lean body mass, just by increasing the meat in the diet. They didn't do anything, any changes with their training or anything. Also, cholesterol, interestingly enough, reduced total cholesterol, which is often said to increase if you eat more meat. LDL cholesterol, which perhaps is the one you should be looking more on rather than the total, also decreased with 8%, and that was also statistically significant.
Now, this is counterintuitive. This is counterintuitive, because when people go to the doctor and have high cholesterol, they tell them, "Oh, you got to cut back on your animal protein. You got to cut back on your animal fat. You got to cut back on cheese. You got." It's interesting, because this shows that that's wrong.
Yes, exactly. Because most other studies, they do change. I mean, they have one group that eat a burger, French fries, and a donut, and the other group eat vegetables. So if they have a difference, you can't say it was the meat. It might have been the French fries or the donut also. What makes this study unique is that they just changed the meat and kept everything else as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is how you should do if you want to ask, if you want to answer the question what meat has for impact. And also glucose was reduced. And glucose you might perhaps expect if you eat more meat. But the cholesterol was, even I was a little bit surprised that it improved. I would suspect it wouldn't change actually, but it did improve statistically compared to the other group that reduced the meat intake.
Well, and we can't overlook the increase in 0.7 kilograms overall of lean body mass without changing anything, because we have a nation that's losing its muscle mass, losing its insulin sensitivity as a result of that, losing its ambulatory ability. And people are buying things like Glucerna because it's got 6 grams of protein in it. It's like, just eat some red meat once in a while. And when I say red meat, I don't mean processed meat. I mean a nice piece of steak, grass-fed steak, a nice piece of pork. You know, you mainly raise pork. We're being lied to. We're being lied to, and it's causing some people to die early. Now, another RCT was where they can compare the Atkins diet to the Ornish diet. Now, don't forget, this recent study that was popularized by Dr. Oz, one of the co-authors was Dean Ornish, because, you know, the Ornish diet, oh, it's going to save your life. Talk about this this RCT that you used for your paper.
Yes, so this randomized control study is very interesting. It was a 12-month study, so quite long. And they compared the Atkins diet and the Ornish diet. They did look at some other diets also, but since we focused on meat versus vegan or almost vegan, which Ornish is almost a vegan diet, we particularly focused on the Atkins and the Ornish diet because they are on the opposite end of the spectrum. And it was a randomized control trial, and they looked at a number of different health parameters. And here also, once again, HDL, if you compare just Atkins versus Ornish, the winner here was Atkins. The HDL improved, or it increased, on the Atkins diet. Triglyceride, or the fat in the blood, also the winner, Atkins.
It went down.
Yes, it went down. You want that one to go down.
But this is a big one. The next one is a big one. Blood pressure.
Yes. Blood pressure, also winner Atkins. LDL, no difference. Glucose, no difference. And insulin, no difference. And when I say no difference, it's no statistical difference. There were a range of things here that were all in favor of Atkins. But not all of them were statistically different. But the one I mentioned here, they were all statistically different.
Okay. I want to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the paleo diet, and then we're going to drop a bomb on you. Patrick is going to drop a bomb on you. Something that you don't even know beef can do for you, but you want it. I guarantee when you hear what it can do for you, this is something you already want, You're just not being told that beef does this. This is going to blow your mind. You have to stay tuned to the end of the interview to hear it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
"4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
So now we need to address the paleo diet, because it fits nicely into this discussion. Just yesterday I had Rob Wolf on promoting his new book, Wired to Eat. A lot of people like to make fun of the paleo diet. Oh, it's the caveman diet. That's the way cavemen ate. No, it's an ancestral diet. It's the way we ate before the business of food got in the way. So what about the paleo diet? When you looked at this in comparison to the research that you had put together, how did it play out?
Yes, so the paleo diet is of interest because it's an improved omnivore diet, you can say, where you eat food that are whole food and not processed food. Now, of course, there are some arguments exactly what is paleo, but I think all people can agree that food developed the recent 100 years aren't paleo. And then people argue if we should go 10,000 years back, 100,000 years, or 1 million years back, perhaps. Anyway, in all the studies we have found with the paleo diet, and the paleo diet has been compared with not only an average UK or American diet. I apologize for everyone in UK or America, but usually the control groups there are in very poor health. So that means that you can pick pretty much any diet you want and compare it to a control group, and your diet will be better because the average diet is so poor in some places in these countries, not in all the all places in these countries, but in places you can select if you want to have show that your diet is good. But the paleo diet has been compared to the recommended diet by the Nordic Nutrition Board. It has been compared to heart healthy diets. It has been compared to the diet that the Diabetes Association recommend. And it has been compared to the Mediterranean diet. And it has won, if you look at health parameters and changes in randomized controlled trial, the paleo diet has won all these comparisons about compared towards these other kind of high-end diets. So it's not just an average show diet they're compared it to. I think that is very interesting information.
I want to talk about the potential genetic benefits of meat. This is huge. This is, okay, did you expect to see this, what we're going to talk about now?
No, this is one of the things I didn't know before I found this research.
So everybody's all crazy about, you know, we have, in the United States, we have telo-years, we have telomere supplements that TA65 improves telomerase. It's supposed to lengthen your telomeres. We know that lowering stress, increasing activity has a positive effect on telomeres. People spend hundreds of dollars a month taking supplements to promote telomere lengthening, or at least keeping them from getting too short. It's a huge, huge new emerging vertical category for businesses. So talk about diet and telomeres, please.
Yes, so in this study, they looked at telomere length, and you want the telomeres to be long. The telomeres are a part of your DNA, which tells you that here the chromosome starts and here it ends. So when that part disappears, the cell will die. So they're very, very important for that reason. And in this study, they looked at all kind of foods like cereal, fruits, vegetables, dairy, red meat, fish, sweets, and so on.
Poultry.
They also looked at juices and coffees and teas and alcoholic and so on. And they only found one thing that had a positive influence on your telomeres. And that was the consumption of red meat. Not just meat in general, but red meat.
Beef. When we talk about red meat, let's be honest, we're talking about beef here, right?
Yes.
So beef, in this study, was the only food of all the foods and drinks that they tested, that were included, that had a positive effect on telomere length. It either kept them from getting shorter or actually increased their length. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Now,
in fact, you can even say that red meat or beef had a greater positive influence on telomeres than smoking had a negative impact.
That's amazing.
Yes,
speechless. I'm speechless. Because people take hundreds of dollars worth of supplements a month and spend money on testing for their telomere, and then they avoid red meat. Oh, no. Red meat's bad for you. It's going to give you cancer. It's going to give you heart disease. We just saw that that's not true, right? Oh, no, it's no good for you. It's not sustainable. I've written blog posts that show that's not true. In fact, raising cows is more sustainable than growing soy. But nobody wants to hear that. They oh, no, I'm putting my fingers in my ears. I'm not listening because I'm a vegan, because I'm more conscientious about preserving the planet. No, you're not. Growing crops is destroying the planet because you have to destroy the land. The animals that inhabit it have to go. They have to move. No one talks about that. And then you're going to spray chemicals on that land. It's going to run off everywhere else. It's going to affect everything else in the area. No, actually growing crops is not sustainable. Growing crops is destroying the planet. Nobody wants to hear it. So the agenda is to eradicate once and for all consumption of beef, when beef is the only food that you could eat for every meal, every day, for the next 5 years, and actually thrive. And here we see that it improves and protects telomere length over all the other foods that they tested. Folks, we're being lied to every single day. Now, we're never going to change that. We're never, ever going to change these agencies and organizations that lie to us. But we can be better informed and just not listen to their lies. And that's why I'm going to make a specially edited version of today's show, stripping out all the commercials, of just Patrick Dahlen's interview. And I'm going to circulate it. And Patrick, can I include your white paper in this?
Yes, let me just, it's not fully edited yet, so I want to remove some spelling errors, okay, and add a few more studies and so on.
Absolutely.
So I will send you a new version of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then when Patrick sends me the final edit of his white paper, we'll put it up on the Supium Radio blog. We need to pass this around, folks. We need to push back on the lies. I don't want to change the opinions of the liars. We're not going to change their opinions because they have an agenda that has nothing to do with your health and longevity. And it has nothing to do with the sustainability and protection of our planet. Know that. Know that right now. So we're not going to change their attitudes. They're never going to get off their message. They have another issue for their message. But we can at least be informed and ignore their message. I don't want to change people's minds. I just want the people who are looking for the truth to understand the truth and take their actions accordingly, because then we'll live longer and healthier, and all the sheeple, well, they're on their own. That's it. So we're going to do that. I'm going to do a specially edited version, and we'll make the white paper available on our website. Patrick, what's going on over at Black Belt Nutrition? Let's plug your website here for all the good work that you do.
Yes, at Black Belt Nutrition, we do research basically for the people. I mean, most scientists, and I have a background as a biochemist and a pharmaceutical researcher and a sport nutrition researcher, most scientists write papers for other scientists. We write papers for the people, so it can be understood by the people. So we try to avoid difficult scientific language that no one really knows what it means. And besides that, we also have an educational program, which is in 12 modules, which is 1 hour long each, that you can buy if you want to become a black belt level in nutrition, we say.
And you are based where?
In Stockholm, in Sweden.
In Sweden. And so if people want to reach out to you directly, how can they communicate with you?
If they go into blackbeltnutrition.org, they will find my email address there. They can also email me directly, which is patrick@blackbeltnutrition.org.
And Patrick is P-A-T-R-I-K, right?
Yes, only with a K, no C in the
Patrick,
Swedish spelling.
Yeah, patrick@blackbeltnutrition.org. Feel free to reach out to Patrick. Listen, I want to thank you so much for doing this work and spreading the truth and really doing it with no agenda other than getting the information out there. I want to thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks you for letting me on.
Okay, and we'll talk to you soon, Patrick, okay?
Yep.
Take care. Wow. Beef makes your telomeres longer. Did you hear that? That's unflippin' believable. Guess what I have in my Hot Logic today? A pound of grass-fed, grass-finished ground beef and some organic green beans. A pound. I eat a pound of beef at least three times a week. My telomeres are so long. Oh, wait a second. Maybe that's not hair coming out of my body. Maybe that's my telomeres. Who knows? Anyway, we're going to pass the show around. Be prepared to pass the show around when I do the edited version, please. And thank you. And thank you for listening today. Don't forget to check out Dr. Jeff on Facebook Live tonight. Supplement Santa is giving a bunch of stuff away. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.